Hey guys, VL here. The following episode of Halocast was recorded live on Saturday, May 31st, 2008. Please note that it does contain spoilers for Book 9 of the Pendragon series, Raven Rise. Do not listen if you have not read the book yet. Thanks, and enjoy the show. Welcome to Halocast, the official podcast of Halostar Forums. I'm your host, VL, and along with my co-host, Frelf, we work to bring you the latest in Pendragon each week. Join us for news, theories, discussion, and more.
Talk Show. Recorded live.
Welcome to Halocast, the official podcast of Halostar Forums. I'm your host, VL, and along with my co-host, Frel, we work to bring you the latest in Pendragon each week. Join us for news, theories, discussions, and more.
Hey guys, we're here with Halocast Live Show for Raven Rise. Officially check out. Nope, good job. So, yeah, we're here for our live show for Raven Rise, which we have been announcing every so often for the past few weeks. Well, for a few weeks. We're really glad to be back. Sorry we missed a couple weeks of the show. We're not planned at all for this. Well, we do. We have a big plan.
We've been really busy.
Raven Rise, obviously. That was incredible. I finished the book in, like, I think I averaged 10 hours total. Frelf took a little longer.
I'm a very slow reader, and, you know, I don't know. I just can't sit there and, I don't know, I can't sit there and read for 10 hours like you did.
I think we're getting ahead of ourselves. In case you don't know who we are, I'm VL, I'm webmaster of Halonet.
I'm Frelf, I'm just a lazy admin.
Administrator of Halostar Forums. We're glad to bring you Halcast number 12 for the week of June 1st, I think. Yeah, June 1st, 2008. So, we're pretty excited to be here again, finally. We missed Halocast for a couple weeks, but we're back, and we're hoping to get back into the normal run of things next week. Yeah,
I think we're going to do a normal show on Raven Rise 2 next week.
Yeah, probably. And the graphic novel. We're not going to talk about the graphic novel at all during this podcast because we wanted to do all about Raven Rise.
Plus, I just got it today, so.
You just got the graphic novel today?
Yeah.
I bought it with Raven Rise. It was.
Well, I didn't have enough money then, so.
Yeah, just a sec. I'm eating here, guys, so I'll get it.
See, you're eating during the podcast. That is.
I always eat during the podcast.
You've never once eaten during our podcast. Hour.
I had a bag of chips once. I tried to crunch really quietly, though.
The graphic novel wasn't that bad.
Yeah, the graphic novel was pretty good.
So there's a lot of news. Of course, the big one, Raven Rise.
The big one, Raven Rise.
Also, DJTV.
DJTV, now that's cool. I like DJTV. It's, in case you don't know what DJTV is, you can check it out at www.thependragonadventure.com. Let's see if I can pull this up here.
It's right there.
All right. Pendragonadventure.com. And, there's a lot of stuff on there. He answered some questions. My favorite one, there's mostly just fluff for most of it. Like, who's your favorite character? DJ using outlines. Why is First Earth in 1937? But I like, what would the 11th Territory be? Because he says, let's see if I can get his audio up here. This is what DJ says on what would the 11th Territory be.
If it works.
If.
And most everybody knows that there are going to be 10 Pendragon books. And the story, and it's true, the story is going to end at the end of book 10. But I'm often asked, if there were a book 11, if there were an 11th territory, what do you think it would be? And I don't really know, but I will answer it this way to say, how can you assume that there are only 10 territories just because there are 10 books?
The first time I heard that, I got chills. It was crazy. The 11th territory, I mean, obviously, I think the obvious answer is it's the place where the travelers were at the end of book 9.
Well, what I was thinking about is you know how St. Dane can't die? If you kill him, he'll come back to life.
Mm-hmm.
What if to him it takes longer than instant? What if he actually goes to this place
yeah,
too?
Yeah, really.
That's what I was thinking. Because, like, Alder and Patrick were there, and they're dead.
Mm.
Do you think the travelers are like St. Dane? Once all of them dies, so they'll all come back to life?
Could be. Okay, but we're gonna cut out for a second. We're going to get a new Skype thing. So, we'll be back in a minute. We're back, guys. Can you hear us? Yay.
Right, so, where were we? The last scene in Raven Rise, like, where they all were.
Yeah, the last scene in Raven Rise, where they all were.
We don't want to get too much into this.
This is our Raven Rise live opinion trail and all this stuff. We're going to recap the book a bit, I guess. And first, I should probably explain why we just cut out. We're using Skype to call in, but we don't have any Skype credit, so we're just making new accounts because you get the free stuff, and, you know, I mean, yeah. And Aragon5217 asked VL, what was your favorite part in Raven Rise? My favorite part was when Jane Jansen came back. I cried during that moment. It was very emotional for me.
The 11th territory.
The 11th territory. No, we're not talking about that because...
I know. I want to just... go into it a little bit.
Alright, what do you think?
Like,
I
had a couple questions on what I posted. Like, a couple of the questions that I want people to think about and, like, maybe send in an answer to for next week would be, like, things... Could the convergence be a good thing under the correct guidance?
Yeah.
Like, St. Dane is putting it into chaos by doing it, but if you could find a way to do it without the chaos, could it be a good thing?
Oh, yeah. It's,
like, if everybody were to live in peace...
I said this in a post replying to your thread on Halastare, which I should probably open up because that's kind of important. let's see. Was it in Third Earth?
Book analysis.
Oh, right. Book analysis.
Just click that.
Oh, yes, your overall thoughts. Well, your overall thoughts on Raven Rise thread over in the First Earth forum on Halastare, check that out, and you can tell us what you thought of Raven Rise.
It's on page 2, by the way.
Okay, I'm sorry. Jeez. Yeah, Ralph, in response to your thread, I basically think what I'm saying, I mean, it doesn't seem legitimately possible that the Travelers can turn back time and make the people of Halastare that do know about the Travelers now just forget about the Travelers and how and all this stuff. And, the people who are against Ravinia, what's it, Ravinia, I love saying that, if they, because we can finally say it on the air, that was really loud, sorry, the people who are against Ravinia, if they're already mixed this far, the territories, what's stopping the people of the Foundation and all this from bringing things from other territories to stop Ravinia? Because...
You know what? Would it be possible for Bobby just to go to, like, First Earth and kill Mamie when he's supposed to be dead?
Yeah, but do you think he could do that?
He's done it once.
The kid was 7.
He did it once.
The kid was 7.
The only way to stop the convergence.
But, I mean, there's that real...
Maybe steal the ring from the priest.
Yeah. Back in 1937, Mamie wasn't evil.
He's not evil in the first
place.
He's just...
He doesn't deserve death.
He's just... Saying. He's just a pawn. He's like, Mark wasn't evil.
He was severely misled. Yeah, he's like Mark. He was misled down the path of St. Dane.
Mm-hmm.
The stake is really good.
One thing, another question was, what do you think that building was in the final scene?
The Barbican. Well, it could be the Barbican.
I think it's just a life picture.
But it was described as not being a lifelike pyramid. It was described as being, like, leaning to the side.
And it said it
had black glass windows.
I thought it just said that he saw it a bit. I think you wanted the description. I didn't. You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
I think it could be, and there's a pretty good fanfic on the PendragonAdventure.com, if you ever go on there. New forums over there, by the way. That's another news article that we forgot to mention. PendragonAdventure.com/forums. You can head over there to the new Pendragon Adventure forums. I have an account over there. Halinet owns the account over there called Bobby Pendragon. I just thought I'd say that. We own Bobby Pendragon now. Like, that, I was really shocked because it was like, maybe, like, the third day into the site, we decided we'd go over and see if Bobby Pendragon was taken, and
we decided to say Dane was.
Yeah.
First, and then, like, maybe Bobby isn't, and then it wasn't.
Yeah. We own the Bobby Pendragon account. Let's check our time there.
We got five.
I think the building, back on track, is the place where the travelers were created or possibly chosen. And it says Bobby would just vaguely... It said the shape of the building looked vaguely familiar to Bobby. Would remember this only vaguely if he had been there once, years before, when he was born and when he was created and all this. And that coupled with the fact that it's the place where all the travelers gathered at the end makes it really likely.
So, is Patrick and Alder actually considered dead? They're alive again.
I was adding some deceased information to Halowiki the other day, and I was saying halowiki.wiki-site.com, everybody, just so you know.
Because, like, Siri didn't die. When did Siri die? He didn't,
but that's the thing. Do you think all of them died when the plumes exploded, when everything, you know, I mean, because Gunny and Spader were there, they were on Elon. Azure was supposed to be dead on Ibarra, she was there. Kasha was dead, she's there. Patrick and Alder were dead. They were there. Press was dead. Press is the big question mark in the whole thing because people don't know why.
Maybe he's from the 11th territory.
Exactly.
I just want to do a quick comparison. What if it's like comparison to Narnia? I didn't read the full thing. It seems like it's like a circle of worlds or something like that. I think you were trying to explain that to me.
If anybody's read the Chronicles of Narnia, the premise of the last book, The Last Battle, I think I haven't read in years. It was like they're in a place that is... I'm sorry, I'm probably spoiling the series for people, but there's a Narnia, and then there's a bigger Narnia. A smaller Narnia in between all these Narnias, and they just keep going down until there's the end where everybody's still alive. Because they can't... They don't die if they're in Narnia. I don't know. It's been years since I read it, so... But, yeah, I'm definitely comparing that to that.
Another comparison that I've used is the light side and dark side of the Force in Star Wars.
Traveler powers.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying all these different things that you can compare different parts to.
Anyway, that's our thoughts. What do you guys think? It's time to get some call-ins. And if you are talking in the chat, which you definitely are if you're listening to this right now, you can go, there's some information at the bottom of the chat window. Pick up your phone, your VoIP service, whatever you want to use. Dial the number, enter the call ID, and enter your PIN. I actually don't know if you have a PIN. It might just be the people owning it that are doing the call. And you can call in. And after we take a short intermission, we will be taking callers. So we'll see you back here in a couple of minutes. So get your phones all queued up, and we'll let people in. All right, see you guys soon.
Hello? Can you hear me? Is anyone here?
Who is non-member?
Who is non-member? Non-member, can you identify yourself on the chat as someone who we, yeah, we're back, by the way. Can non-member identify his or herself on the chat so we can know who you are? So, because we don't want to accept someone who we don't know who they are, because that could just be, get kind of weird. So, yeah. This would be the time to call, guys, if anybody, you know. Or if you want to call us through Skype, if you have Skype, add this, and I know it's the greatest Skype name ever. You can add this Skype name to Skype. Add that Skype name to Skype that I just typed into the chat. Send us your Skype name so we can add you. And yeah, Priscilla.Hughbanks. Don't ask me where that came from. And add to Skype, and then we'll get you on the line. So. Yeah, DE, you have Skype. DE has Skype. You can add us and stuff. We just want somebody else on here to give us their opinions. Because, yeah. Post your, wait, we know DE's Skype name. Wait. E Oklahoma.
Who is E?
Who is E Oklahoma? Can you please identify yourself? Because we're not going to take callers that we don't know who they are.
One six four six three.
Okay, that was weird. That was strange.
Type E Oklahoma. Type.
Type who you are.
Chat,
please. Like. Wait, this is not going well. Nobody's calling.
It's another disaster.
And somebody else can call. Like seriously. Mark is calling. Who's Mark? Oh, that's Mark. All right, you're calling? Sweet.
Mark is in Mark from the forums? Or Mark
no, is Mark talking? Is in Mark from Thailand.
Well, maybe he's talking...
Accept, please. All right, you have to call then.
Maybe he's one of the other ones, like Oklahoma or something.
Who are you? Get... No, it's guest 10. Guest 10, identify. It's Mark. I'm pretty sure. Because you just said Mark is calling. Mark from Halifax, right. That's what we thought. So, if you call in, then we're going to... I want to ban that person from there. Where's Aloha? So, Aloha, so I couldn't make it tonight. We were talking to him, and he can't come. So... he's in Boston. I'm going to Boston next week. So.
Cool.
Snapping right. Fingers was necessary there.
So.
Is anybody good to call in, or can we move on with this? Because our entire show centers around people calling in, so.
I think only like two people called in last time, though. Ruler and AMG.
Ruler and AMG. Ruler. Let's not talk about Ruler. Two people are calling right now. Yes, two people are calling, but we don't know who they are.
Want to, like, unmute Oklahoma and, like, see who they are?
All right.
It's a gamble.
It's a gamble.
If they say anything
that we don't want them to, that we can edit it out. But for the posting on the
phone. Oh, non-member is Mark.
Non-member is Mark. All right. Sweet. Hello? Hello. Can you hear us?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. Oh, Sci-Fi Nerd's calling in, too. Sci-Fi Nerd, we'll get you on in a sec. Who's this? Non-member.
It's Mark.
All right. What are your thoughts on Raven Rise? Just tell us.
Hello?
Hello?
I really like the ending.
Hi.
We're just going to mute Sci-Fi Nerd. We're just going to mute you for a sec because we already have a caller, so.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We'll get you back on in a second. All right, so what
I really
saying?
Liked the ending of Raven Rise, but there wasn't as much comedy.
Yeah, that was one thing that a lot of people seemed to comment on, although some of St. Dane's lines were pretty good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is there anything out there that you want people to hear that you want to?
Well, I kind of thought of Namir as George Bush.
Yeah, he's a good character, Namir. I really what do you think of Namir, bro?
Yeah. I didn't like the character. I don't know. I don't know. Was he actually a traveler, though?
No, I don't think so. But we can talk about that later.
I'm quite sure he was, but anyway.
Anyway, Mark, if you want to just stay on the line, we're going to have a live quilling games in a minute, so you and Sci-Fi Nerd can participate if Sci-Fi Nerd wants to. So.
Okay, great.
All right, we'll see you back here in a couple minutes.
Okay.
All right. Now we're going to let Sci-Fi Nerd on the line to tell us his thoughts. So, without further ado. Hello, can you hear us?
Hi.
Welcome to Howcast. How are you doing today?
Okay. Huh?
So, what do you think of Raven Rise?
I thought it was a lot more, it answers a lot more questions than the rest of the books did, but...
Yeah. And, but it raised so many questions too, right? Like, it, oh.
Like, about the Travelers being illusions and stuff.
Yeah. How much time do we have left here? Oh, yeah, we're doing good. Anyway, so, favorite book?
Number two. Yeah, it's probably.
Yeah, it's mine too. It was, what did I say about it? I made a nice big topic about it too.
You made a nice big, like, huge poem.
Well, I got a contribution here too, so whenever you want to talk to him.
Okay, sure, let him on.
Okay, here you go. Hello?
Hello. Welcome to Howcast. You're on the air.
Okay.
We're, how's things going with you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. What'd you think of Raven Rise?
Huh? Oh, I thought it was pretty good. It started off pretty quick.
Yeah. I liked seeing from Alder's point of view, too. It was interesting.
What I really hate is that gave them big parts in this book and killed them.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. But are they dead? That's the one thing. We're going to go on about this forever. So favorite book?
Probably not. Mine was actually probably the Quillian Games.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for saying that, because Quillian Games is my second favorite. It was my favorite until Raven Rise, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have any theories for what's coming, or anything else you want to say?
I'm probably going to say Adjukillion's going to have something to do with the 10th book.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, one question. Do you guys think that Mark and Courtney are dead? Do you think they could show up in the 10th book?
Actually, they might be
dead. Personally, probably not. I don't think so. They didn't spend enough time on their death for them to actually be like out of the story.
Yeah, I actually kind of expected to get another chapter from their point of view in Raven Rise, but that'll probably be chapter one of book 10.
Yeah.
Anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to get Mark back on here, and you guys are going to go head-to-head in a live quilling games. So,
sure.
Do
we have the time left for that, though?
Do we have the time left for that? No, we're going to have to take another intermission and then come back with a live quilling game. So you guys stay on the line. Mark, you stay on the line, too, and you guys can talk for a bit, I guess. I'll let Mark back on.
Okay.
Oh, Canada. Anyway, we're going to hang out for another second, and we'll be back on in a couple of minutes, so see you guys
all
soon.
Right. See ya.
My call is almost gone, too. I'm going to make a new account.
You need some more?
I'm almost out. Bye.
Okay, well, I guess it's just us two now, so...
Yep.
Say something. Hello, people of Holocaust.
Hello.
Who's on there? Hey, who else is on here?
I am Karate Kid 602.
Are you like on Halastar, or are you?
Yeah, I'm on here. Yeah, I'm on Halastar.
Oh, is that your name on there, or
what?
Is that your name on Halastar?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Well, VL's switching accounts for whoever doesn't know, so we're just kind of here.
Yep.
Hey guys, we're back, and looks like we have a new caller, Karate Kid 602. Welcome to the show.
Hey guys, what's up?
We're doing a live Quilling Games right now, so yeah. Do you want to? Mark kind of left, so if you want to participate with Sci-Fi Nerd and whoever's with him, then we'll get started with that.
All right.
I'm Retribution.
All right. Oh, hi, Retribution. All right. Let's go.
It's time for the Quilling Games, Halcast's weekly Pendragon quiz. Listen closely to the question, then post your answer on www.halcast.ca.cn.
Right. Welcome to the live Quilling Games. We're back. This is intense. So what we're going to do, the way this is going to work, we've got some...
Hi, guys, it's Mark.
Oh, Mark's back. All right. Hey, Mark.
Hi.
We're going to do... I guess we can do a three-person live Quilling Games, then.
Four.
Yes, I'm sorry. We'll remember from now on. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask, there's 10 questions that we're going to ask, or 9, because I couldn't think of the 10th question. And, that's just how professional we are. Now, everyone has a different pin. All right. So anyway, the way we're going to do this, I'm going to ask a question. The person who can answer the question first gets a point.
You have to shoot ding.
And whoever gets the most points by the end will be named the Halicast Trivia Champion. So
okay.
We got this one in the bag.
No, we don't.
Well, there, and the first question, and this is a question that if you answer first and don't get it right, that's helping the people that are coming after you. Question number one is, list as many acolytes as you can.
Mark, Courtney,
Mark, Evangeline, Courtney.
You gotta let her answer first.
Mark, Courtney, Evangeline.
Mark, Courtney, Evangeline, the mulatto woman on Enderon, whose husband was sent down the pit thing.
Okay, you're supposed to yell ding first.
Oh wait.
This is hard.
So the first, whoever wants to answer now, say ding.
Me and Sci-Fi will answer.
All right, well, you guys, name off some acolytes then. I'll tell you if you got it.
Okay, here we go. Mark, Courtney, Evangeline.
Yeah, that's great.
Ella Winter.
Ellie Winter?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. She's a traveler.
No, that, yeah.
So, that would be passed to either Karate Kid or Mark, whoever wants to pick that up. Does anybody else want to answer?
No.
Anybody?
I don't have any idea.
All right. Well, the correct answers would have been, I have here, the Malago Miner's wife from Dendron, Yenza from Coral, Dodger Curtis from First Earth, Evangeline from Velox, Yorn and Boone from Elong, Songi from Zada, Tom Dorney, Mark Diamond, and Courtney, I can't say her last name, from Second Earth.
Shetwind?
Yeah, I always say it wrong. I don't know how to do it, so.
Is it Shetwind?
I think it's Shetwind. That's how I've said it, but I've heard people say Shetwind and Shetwind and, like, a bunch of different things, so.
Yeah.
I just say Courtney, what's her name? So, so nobody gets a point there. Question number two. Is another question similar to the first one. Remember, say ding when you want to submit your answers. Question number two is, list as many of the Quilling games as you can. And this is real Quilling games, not Halicast Quilling games. So, like, the book. So, sign in whenever you want. Anybody?
Anacheta is one of them.
This one's pretty hard.
We know two.
All right, name them off.
There's a tattoo and talk.
That's two. Can anybody else do any better? No Halawiki.
Oh, wrong button.
You got 5 seconds to buzz in. Five.
Four. Three. Two. One. Okay. Sci-Fi gets a point. And Retribution. Sci-Fi and Retribution get a point. Karate Kid 602 and Mark are still without points. So, all the possible answers that could have been were Tato, Hook, Talk, Spinny Doo, The Clown Forest, The Game with the Lights is what I have because they didn't really give a name, and the Batu Warrior game.
I think you skipped over Whippin.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Tato, Hook, Talk, Whippin, Spinny Doo, Clown Forest, The Game with the Lights, and the Batu Warrior game. Question number three is a single answer question. If you get it right, you get a point. You can use Halawiki for this one because it's just too dang hard.
I don't even think it's on.
Yeah, it is. That's where I get the answer for it. Whippin' is the most popular sport on Elong. What is the second most popular sport?
20 seconds to buzz in.
20. 19.
We'll just look at that one for a moment.
This is a tough one.
You got 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Kegel. Is it Kegel?
Kegel. You're right. Is that Mark?
Yes, that's Mark.
Mark gets a point.
Yay.
Awesome. All right. We're tied. So I find Erden, Retribution, and Mark all each have 1 point. All right. Question number four is, name the three sons of Denderon, and those are the three sons in the sky. They each have names. What are they?
20 seconds.
Noah, Blah, and Rig.
Correct. Mark gets another point. Mark is at 2, Sci-Finder is at 1, and Karate Kid 602 at 0. All right. The answer was Noab, Lau, and Rig. Question number five. What is the name of the training camp on Zada, where Lore, Alder, and Songi taught Bobby how to fight? 20 seconds on the clock.
Peter.
I can hear you typing on there, eh? Just so y'all know.
A
and y'all in the same sentence. American Canadian. Okay, that's 20 seconds, guys. The correct answer was Mirage. Or Mirage. I don't know how to pronounce that. Some of these words
I have no
just
idea.
Mirage, I think that's pronounced.
Yeah, that could be it. Anyway, nobody got a point there. Now, this one's slightly easier. Name the two agronomers who created the poison on Chloral.
Pardon?
Name the two agronomers who created the poison on Chloral.
20 seconds.
Do you have to say the name?
Yep, the names of the two agronomers.
Giving you an extra 10 seconds.
19, 20. That's 20. That's 30 seconds, actually. The correct answer was Ty Manu and Poe Nassi. The latter of the two being St. Dane, actually. But you didn't have to know that.
The latter of the two being St. Dane, actually.
But.
We have to take a small little break.
Yeah, another short little intermission. So you guys just stay on the line, hang out for a bit. We'll be back with questions 8 and 9 in a second.
Okay.
because Skype's cutting out on us. We'll be right back.
Okay, yeah, I got nothing.
I'm almost gone, guys. I have to make a new account.
That's kind
Please wait for me.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Can you guys hear me?
Yep. It's a sci-fi nerd.
Awesome.
Welcome to Howlcast.
Thank you. Who is this? Is this Retribution?
Yes, it's Retribution. And me, too. Oh, and me.
Mark?
Hello?
Hi.
Who just logged on?
What?
Who just logged on?
Huh?
I am SC Ohio, I think.
You live in Ohio?
Yeah.
Please ignore Retribution's brother. He's a little crazy.
Hey, guys. Hey. We're back. You can stop the craziness now. You know we can hear everything you're doing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just so you know. No, I'm just kidding. Where did Mark go? Mark's gone.
He's still here, isn't he?
Did Mark go?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. He was going to win, too.
He's still on the call.
All of his cards by default go to Sci-Fi.
Mark had to go make another account on Skype or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
We'll wait then.
This is the worst live show ever. Actually, no, it's not that bad. The first one was worse.
Yeah, I agree. The first one was way worse.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it was. I can play clips from it if you want me to. The points for the questions, Retribution just asked. The points for the questions, Mark has 2, Sci-Fi Nerd and Retribution have 1, and Karate Kid 602 has 0.
I think you need to unmute Kwazuku.
Which
that's
one's
Ohio?
Oh, that's Kwazuku? All right.
I think so.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Is this Kwazuku?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, this is our coder for HowlNet. This is Kwazuku.
Hi.
Hello. Kwazuku just got a... Oh, no, that's Mark. Never mind. We have, like, 6 people on right now, so we only anticipated a couple. But... So, Mark's back up. So, Kwazuku and DD are just going to have to, even though you guys are, like, staff members, you're going to have to take a back burner for a sec, because we're doing the Quillen Games, right? So.
We'll be quiet.
All right, thank you. Non-member needs to be back in.
That's Mark.
All right.
It's Mark.
Question number 7. We were on number 7, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Name the known members of the Tribunal on Rain on Ibarra. All the known members.
Remudi?
Yep, there's one.
I don't know, that's all I know.
Genj is one, or however you pronounce it.
Genj, yep, there's one. Engine or Mutie?
And Moment? Genj or Mutie? Moment?
Genj or Mutie and Moment, yeah.
Hmm.
There's an easy one that you guys are all missing.
Yeah, there's a really, really, really obvious one.
Surrey?
Hmm?
Is it Surrey?
Surrey? Nope. And that is an incorrect answer, therefore the torch has been passed to whoever wants to pick up that Sci-Fi Nerd or Karate Kid 602.
Jandramudi Moman. I'm blanking on the last one. Yeah, does Bobby count?
Bobby counts, yep.
Okay.
Jandramudi Moman, Drea, I don't know how to say that. Gender Beauty and Bobby Pendragon. That is correct. Who got that one right? Was it Sci-Fi Nerd? Was it Sci-Fi Nerd that got that one right?
I don't know.
Or was it Karate Kids? Karate Kid or Sci-Fi Nerd? I know it was one of you guys.
I've got four, I think. I can't remember the last one of the first three you see in Pilgrims of Rain.
Oh, well. Four is good. Was that Sci-Fi Nerd that got it right?
We just
did Bobby. Drea.
Oh,
okay.
Drea.
Yeah, Drea. So,
Drea's last one.
We are tied 2-2.
Woo!
So,
I just said Drea.
Who said Drea?
Karate Kid 602.
Okay, did you say that? You said that first, all right then. It's still tied. It's tied 2-1-1. These next two questions could decide it. So, it's Karate Kid 602 is still in the running. Sci-Fi Nerd is still in the running. Mark is at a slight lead. Question number 8 is, who is Dewey Todd and what happened to him?
He's the elevator guy in the Manhattan Hotel, and he got hit with the lightning in Tower Terror.
Can we be more specific?
I think that's acceptable.
It's acceptable, but the thing is, it's not really the Tower Terror. It's a reference to the Tower Terror. Dewey Todd...
The elevator got struck with the lightning and he disappeared.
We'll give you the point anyway. Who's that? I'm getting voices mixed up.
Sorry.
Who was it that got it right? Sorry. Well, yeah, but what's your name? I get the voices mixed
Sci-fi
up. Sorry.
Sci-Fi
and Retribution. All right. We're tied 2-2 with Sci-Fi Nerd and Mark, and Karate Kid still at 1. But this last question could still bring Karate Kid into the running, and you all three could tie. So.
You don't have a tiebreaker set up.
Who cares?
You're an idiot.
I'll think of the tiebreaker. The final question is, what is the name of the company that would manufacture Forge for Mark on First Earth? That's the full name of the company.
AEM Limited.
Keaton Electrical Marvels.
Correct. Mark took the question.
And win.
And with a score of 3, wins. Mark is officially been titled, has officially won the title of...
So close.
Yeah.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Yay,
you actually... I forgot to announce the last week's Quilling Games. You actually won last week's Quilling Games, too. Last week... It doesn't matter. It's a live Quilling Games. Rules are all gone. Last week's question was, who said the following? Ask Deaths, it's unnatural. It can only be the work of St. Dane. The winner was obviously Mark from Halastar. And the answer was Sijin, the penultimate traveler of Elon. Or it might be Sijin. I don't know. These pronunciations are all messed up. We should just call up DJ and get him to...
Pronounce every word.
Now. Read the books. Now. Anyway. Let's get into some... How much time do we have left? Oh, we got a decent chunk of time. Let's get into some Raven Rise discussion. D.E. and Kwazuku can come on now if they want to.
Okay. We're here. I think.
We're here. Welcome to the show of Halicast.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've been on here twice.
Kwazuku here?
Kwazuku. I'm here. I'm sorry.
That's okay. This is DE's third time on Halicast. This is Kwazuku's first time on Halicast. So, welcome. So, what do you guys... Actually, and I'm going to... Here, let's see. No, I'll leave them on. Just tell us, what are you guys' thoughts on Raven Rise? Just go one at a time. So, DE can go first, I guess.
Me?
Yeah.
I really loved it. I thought it was the best book in the series.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I wish I was able to read it faster because I just kept being annoyed by, you know, being interrupted by real life. But, I really loved, especially all parts.
I feel your pain.
What?
I feel your pain.
Real life can be a pain sometimes.
It can be.
I know, it's awful.
Yeah, but, yeah. Quadriku?
Around my neck and it hurt.
Sorry? I thought it was great. We got to see a lot of Neva, and Spader came back.
Yeah.
Yay. That's your username on forum stuff.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that what happened to Bobby happened to all the travelers at the very end of Raven Rise?
I don't think so.
I think
y'all
had a new end. I'm not sure.
Sorry, go ahead.
I think the travelers were dead, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, do you think that even Gunny and Spader had the same experience as Bobby when he saw the flumes break?
I do think it might have been. That's what I think personally. Is that
where do you think the light went when he put it out to make the flume?
Oh, who knows?
You think that will be answered?
Namir and the way Namir.
Hello?
Who's here? Okay.
I'm still here.
I'm here.
We're here.
Did we all and Froth go?
Yeah, it's just us, I guess. So you want to keep talking?
Okay.
Yeah, they're switching Skype accounts.
What?
They're switching Skype accounts again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why do you guys think all the travelers were at that place?
I think it just happened to all of them at once.
Like they all could have their... What? Sorry. Go ahead. Hello?
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 Were you saying something?
No, I just finished.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
I was thinking that maybe, you know, how Bobby, he killed someone for the first time. Maybe, I don't want to say that all the travelers had just killed someone, but maybe they all had some sort of personal turning point, and that's why they all ended up there.
I doubt that.
I don't know.
Could be a possibility.
I just don't see why they all were there.
Yeah.
I think that when the flumes crumbled, it brought them all into pretty much one dimension. Into a dimension.
My call's running out.
We're back, guys. Sorry. You guys kind of took over the show. Good job.
Thank you.
So, yeah, we're going to have to... Yeah, we're back. Good job, guys. You guys should be podcasters. I mean... Wow.
We're going to steal your job.
Guest hosts. You guys should be guest hosts sometime. I heard you guys talking a bit about different stuff, mostly just high, awesome guest stuff. But, you know, I mean, good job. You guys are good. Do you know that we have gotten no emails since the last Halicast thing? Well, we got one from, like, somebody saying that our podcast needed work and stuff, and... We had quality issues, and we do appreciate those emails, because quality is an issue. Yeah, right here, but, anyway, there's really not much else that we have to talk about.
Hello?
We're here.
Okay.
There's really not much else that we have to talk about. Something that... I do want to talk about transcribers. We're looking for transcribers for HaloWiki. If you guys want to be a transcriber, send your application to halocast@gmail.com. Anybody want to be a transcriber out there?
I think somebody said that they want to.
Yeah.
I'm taking it into consideration.
All right.
I'll give it a shot sometime.
Yeah, I've tried to transcribe episode 0. No, not episode 0. Episode 1 is bad.
Actually... I get
can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I just heard you.
Is that
okay?
Anyway,
yeah, I get my PC back this week.
Your PC?
Halicast. going to be a lot easier to record.
Yes, I know. Get a microphone.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot faster now.
Yeah, like every week, actually. We're working on getting some better quality, different stuff like that, you know. Anyway, is there anything else that you want to talk about regarding Raven Rise?
Not till next week.
Not till next week.
I'm keeping till next week.
Yeah. Anyways, this has been a great show, guys. Good to hear all your thoughts and stuff.
Our scheduled time is just about up, so.
Yeah, I just want to put one question out, or one idea, or one fragment. I wonder what happened to all the people that Namir sent into the flume.
Yeah.
Do you think that's the real Elephant territory that they're headed to?
Oh, that's so weird. Because
do they just float in space for eternity?
Is there an 11th territory?
Yeah, well, that's one of the theories. I mean, that's what we talked about. He hinted about it on DJTV. Oh, guest 111. Yeah, guest 11, we do hear you. For some reason, the chat wasn't working, so. Anyway, I hope this hasn't been too bad. But, yeah, Mark and Courtney and the rest of the people that got taken into the flume and stuff, maybe they just got sent to another territory, says guest 11. But that's the thing,
what I was thinking through the whole book is, what if they sent them to Elon where the destroyed flume used to crash there and just kind of be stuck there till they...
But the flume doesn't activate. Because where did they go? He didn't say a specific word. He didn't say flume.
Kind of,
he just raised his ring and the flume started. How can they do that? Can any traveler do that? Can anyone with a ring do that?
Well, to keep the tradition alive of mentioning Harry Potter in every podcast...
Shut up. We could have gotten through an entire...
Magic without saying anything, so maybe it's like that.
So you think he thinks Quillen, and now they're going to Quillen?
Maybe, because St. Anne said that they don't use the rings to the full potential, and there's much more they can
do. Yeah, other than just sending mail. I love that line. St. Anne had such great lines in this book. I may have to attend a sporting event here. What exactly is a Nick? What are your guys' favorite St. Anne lines?
All of them? I really can't think of individual lines right now.
He's my favorite character, without a doubt.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorites. Although I'd say Spader is probably my favorite of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Kasha's my favorite.
I like Kasha, but I could have liked Kasha a lot more if we get to meet her.
Boom is pretty good.
If we get to know more about her.
Yeah, she only had one book, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Retribution wants to say a line. Retribution, you go ahead and talk all you want.
Okay, my favorite line was said by St. Dane, and that is, defeat is most devastating when it comes at the moment of victory.
Yeah, that's a pretty good line, actually.
Yeah,
I have to say. Yeah. What else can we do with these people? I'm sorry. I'm referring to you as objects now.
It makes Soylent green.
Taylor, that was completely uncalled for. That was terrible. Oh, no, don't say that.
If you don't get the reference, Wikipedia for the win.
It's a terrible movie. I saw clips on YouTube. We're getting so off topic right now. We've been off topic this whole episode. Live shows can't be edited, so we're not good at them, because the amount of editing that we do to get our stupidity out of that show...
I think we only have a couple minutes left.
I think so.
We should wrap up.
So we should wrap up. Yeah,
you have 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's been great having you guys on, by the way. It's been good. The show is what it is, was what it was because of guest hosts. We're really glad that people called in this time. We had like nobody call in last time.
We had two calls.
Two calls.
You guys need to do more live shows then.
Yeah.
We definitely
do.
Number 6 was the last live show, and
we have
as many listeners.
Yes, and this is number 12.
Like, we ran out of bandwidth in the first week.
I know, it was crazy. We're back in bandwidth now, though, so. Although Podomatic's down today, for some reason. This will be going up on Podomatic, so you guys can listen to it that aren't here listening right now.
Well, then you can't release. Never.
Yeah, I know. That's one of those weird things.
Hey, look, it's working.
Yeah, if Automatic's working now.
I'm on.
To Did I just hear an awesome in the background?
Yeah, that's my dad.
Okay.
Sorry.
We're just rambling on now, so that happens sometimes. We're gonna get you guys to we're gonna sign you. We're gonna mute you guys again. It's been great having you guys on though, and thanks for participating. We'd like to get you guys back on again. So if you want to be a guest host, I mean, no, yeah. Guest 13, Aloha Soy's here. Hey, it's Aloha Soy.
Aww.
I'll get him on.
Just as we're leaving, he signed on. That's terrible. Well, not terrible that you're here. Terrible that you signed on so late.
Before we decide the next date, we got to talk to him because he's missed the other ones too for different things. We got to get him on.
Yeah. Is Aloha Soy able to sign on to call in? Because we want to get his thoughts too.
Do we have the time?
I don't think I can call in. Oh, well, that's okay. It's,
We have about 2 minutes left on Skype.
Yeah. So, in that time, we'll, that's about it for this show. You guys can do the whole signing off thing. That's our little tradition, so. This is VL signing off.
This is Frau.
And?
Oh, you want us to go. This is DE signing off.
Oh, yes. Next?
This is Pendragon 98 signing off.
Sweet. Next?
This is Karate Kid 682 signing off.
Right. All right, next?
Retribution signing off.
And?
This is Spader signing off.
All right, one more. Keep going.
Bye-bye.
God, I think they hang up. Oh, well. That was a great live, guys. Sorry, what? Thanks for coming to our live show tonight, guys. Sorry if it wasn't great, but we will be back another time with Halicast. Number 13 next week. Thank you guys for listening once again, and good night, because that's what it is for us.
Good night and good fight.
Yes.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yes, that's it. All right. Thanks for coming, guys. We'll see you again.